Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Well, he's the president, so I approve of his job right now, yes.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job, you know, Glenn Youngkin's job performance as a governor?
Well, he's the governor of Virginia, so he's doing okay right now.
All right, sir. And would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track?
It is good as it's going to get.
All right. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
And like I said, the whole world is in an uproar. So it's good as it's going to get till Jesus come back.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is a primarily southern state or not?
I've lived here all my life, so Virginia is Virginia. I'm not going to put it southern. It's on the east coast of the United States.
All right, sir. Now, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's fair.
Okay. And how would you rate, thinking, you know, only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, good. And would you say that, you know, your things in local kindergarten 12 education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
Right track.
All right, sir. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given to parents, you know, a portion of state funding used to educate public school child, you know, for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Only a little.
Only a little. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Supporters say, you know, it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away, you know, state money that they should be spent on public schools. Would you support it or oppose this legislation?
I think I would oppose the legislation.
Okay. Oppose, right? Okay, so in given what you know now, okay, would you be more likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much like unlikely.
Okay, much less likely. All right. And do you feel that all Virginia kids should, you know, should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
That's up to the parents.
Okay. All right. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes, they should.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you feel that Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Now, that's up to the parent and the student. That's their decision.
Okay. All right, sir. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since that time, you know, Virginia has been proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where, you know, all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you say you oppose that or support it?
I have no opinion on that at all.
No opinion. Okay. No, sir. No problem, sir. Okay. Okay, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax sales of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or, you know, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I don't think, as far as that is concerned, I'm not even concerned about that. I don't care what they do with that. I don't smoke marijuana, so I don't care about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No problem, sir. All right, sir, and do you support opposing, you know, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Well, I believe in male and female. I don't believe in anything else.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as gender different than his or her biological sex? Would you support that or oppose that?
Like I said, I believe in, I was born male and the other one was born female. All that other stuff is trash.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose amending, you know, the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Like I said, I don't get into that argument at all. I don't care about
that.
I can tell you what I believe, so you don't have to ask me any more questions about that. Okay, I believe what the Bible
now,
says.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Okay, now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia, okay? I would like to, to start by asking you your opinion about the availability of mental health care and substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There's a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
As far as mental health is concerned, as far as controlling the crime, you can put that in the trash can. They need Christianity in their lives. That'll change everything.
So would you say it's a moderate access or inadequate access?
Inadequate.
Okay. All right. Okay, so right now in the Virginia General Assembly, you know, is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your views, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority?
Not a priority.
Not a priority. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. One idea, you know, that has been offered, you know, is the state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Oppose.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. All right, sir. Now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help, you know, to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay, no opinion. All right, thank you, sir. All right, it includes a $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve, you know, the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it, or no effect?
No opinion.
Okay. Already, the plan, you know, has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need, okay? Does that make you more likely or less likely or no effect on your decision, sir, to support it?
No opinion on that either.
Okay. Okay, sir, we almost finished with the survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? It includes like $58 million to increase the fund, the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely or no effect on your decision, sir?
Didn't affect my decision at all.
Okay. All right, the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat, you know, the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, thank you. All right, so it also includes funding to strengthen, you know, the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. All right, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million in funding into mental health and substance use service in Virginia, can you tell me whether you would support it or oppose it, okay? Would that be strongly supported, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it?
I don't even want to even talk about that. No, it doesn't affect me either way.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, in Virginia, public employees, you know, have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay union. Do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
You should have the choice to join a union if you want to.
Okay, so should, right?
Right.
All right. Thank you, sir. And do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to give permission from an employee, you know, before providing the employee's personal information like home, phone, address, and email to a union organizers? Should or should not?
They should have. If you're going to give up my information, you're going to get my permission to do so.
So they should, right? They should have the permission, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts, you know, for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workforce voting, you know, for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support of, you know, an election? Should or should not?
They shouldn't have to do that. If the you want to join a union, you can do it. If you don't, you don't. It's just that simple.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Once a union is formed, you know, it can be in a place for generations. Do you feel that, you know, public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new one?
Yes, they should have that option.
Okay. All right. Already in 2021, a law passed, you know, linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by, you know, the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2025, 100% of new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Repeal it.
Support it, right? Or oppose it?
Oppose.
Okay, so you oppose repealing the law?
No, I want it repealed.
Okay, so you support it, okay, to repeal it. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, sir, now federal tax brackets, you know, and deductions are indexed for inflation.
How much longer is this?
A couple more questions, sir. We're almost finished.
You better hurry up. Go ahead.
Okay, so taxpayers aren't penalized, you know, as inflation moves, you know, their income higher. Virginia does not do that, you know, they don't do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Leave it as it is.
Okay. So should not, right? Should not.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? In terms of political party affiliation or identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
All right. All right, sir. Now, which of the following describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I'm part of the human race.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. And do you have any child that is currently enrolled in public or private kindergarten to 12th grade school?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, sir, in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or other?
Male.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, sir. You have a great afternoon, and you have a great day, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.